Check out the BU Podcasting community at BUPodcasting.com.
Welcome to Akron Community Voice, a partnership with Be Me Akron and BUPodcasting.com. Now here's your hosts, Kat McDaniel and Ace Epps.
Good morning, everyone. Greetings, everyone, if you're checking this out after the morning of Sunday. My name is Ace Epps. I'm going to be your pilot. Once again, welcome to the Akron Community Voice. Kat McDaniel is not here today. Of course, she's traveling abroad. She's somewhere in Tokyo or Afghanistan somewhere. So we're going to say peaceful journey to her. But in her spot, last week we had Ebony Hill from Hilltastic Coaching. And this week we have somebody again from the BU Podcasting family. You read about her in the paper, you see her on TV, one of my favorite homies, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Joy Gatson.
Look at that introduction. I love it. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Listen, first of all, I want to thank you for everything that you do as it relates to impacting small businesses here in Akron, Ohio. And of course, that if people do know who I'm talking about, Joy Gatson is the same Joy Gatson that was over at the Akron Urban League. And you know what they say, once an Urban Leaguer,
always an Urban Leaguer.
Shout out to everyone over at the Urban League. Joy Gatson used to be over there at the Minority Business Empowerment Center.
Yes.
And now she is doing stuff on her own. She's an author, right? She has a book called Joy for the Journey. We're going to get into that. She got speaking engagements going on. This show is basically a show that we like to put a spotlight on local businesses, local creatives, and local community builders. Joy Gatson is all of the above. So she is here with us taking part in the Fellowship.
Fellowship, yes.
As well as being a part, an integral part of our BU Podcasting family. And as we kick off our business club, she is instrumental in that as well. But before we get started, we're doing something new this whole season, and that's giving out shout outs, but more importantly, events that we've seen on our timeline that we deem as important. What do you got for me?
So what I have for you is this. If you're interested in buying a home for personal or business use and you're not sure where to start, or you have a low credit score but you still want to buy, you want to check out the Housing Symposium. This Housing Symposium is being presented by Leah Love Hair Nail Salon. But more importantly, you're going to get great information from some of the leaders in the credit and business industry as far as housing is concerned, like Candace Eberhart, Michelle Layton, your daughter, Gaffney Robinson, Marcus Layton Sr. So if you're interested and you want to know how to apply or where to get the information, you can check out their Eventbrite to register, which is housingsymposium.eventbrite.com. The event will take place on September 24th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. And the cost is $25. That's minimal compared to the knowledge and the gems that will be dropped at this housing symposium. So again, check it out. The Housing Symposium, which is going to take place on September 24th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. And it will take place at Leah Love's Hair and Nail Salon, located at 2950 West Market Street.
All right. Fellas, I got something for the fellas.
Okay, what you got?
Fellowship.
Okay, Come on, F-E-L-L-A-Ship.
Men's Brotherhood Group. Real talk, real life. Monthly men's group centered around brotherhood and healthy connections. An open space for all different stages of relationships and life. Saturday, September 17th, 6 p.m. at the Emerald Lounge, 209 South Main Street, 5th floor. This is a free event. A lot of brothers are saying there's not a lot of stuff to do. Here's an opportunity for brothers to get together and fellowship, right? To be able to talk about topics that's important to you, topics that's important to Akron as a whole, but more specifically for brothers, right? So we'll be able to have that again. That is going to be Saturday, September 17th at 8 p.m., 209 South Main Street, downtown, right overlooking Lot 3. And I got a last one. This is an unofficial one, but official.
Okay.
All right. So for this whole entire next season to the end of the year, this show will be brought to you by Minority Behavior Health. All right. I'm going to be partnering with them to help bring some groups. So, of course, Minority Behavior Health is all about mental health and mental health wellness, right? So they're going to be able to have a couple workshops, groups, group discussions, breakout sessions, if you will, facilitated from some of their certified counselors, their people who work for them, to be able to talk about stuff that's affecting our community here in Akron on the Black Hand side, and that can sometimes help you navigate through some trauma or help you navigate through obstacles and barriers. And this is like an apple a day, a preventive maintenance, because our friends over at the Minority Behavior Health is understanding that sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. Sometimes you just need to talk it out, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I will be looking for people to get together once a week to have these discussions, right? And then I'm going to bring some of that discussions on this podcast, Akron Community Voice and Minority Behavior Health, getting together and being able to offer you space, a safe space to have discussions, right? So we could be able to create some, what's the word I'm looking for? Solutions to some of the stuff that we're going through on the daily, right? So give it up for Minority Behavior Health. Pastor Dennis, what's up? Pastor Dennis, what's up? So listen, those are the commercials I got.
Okay.
That's the commercials you got?
That's the commercials I got.
Okay, so listen. So today, over there wearing her gang uniform. Oh, I'm just kidding. Her sorority. What's the sorority, by the way?
Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Z-Phi.
All right, so she's here with all their blue on and everything. So listen, first of all, I want to be able to tell you guys how I met this young lady. This young lady was applying. Mm-hmm. For an opportunity with Futuro Media. Futuro Media is a organization from New York City that actually we had an opportunity to partner with in bringing a podcast lab to Akron. They once did it in Connecticut. They did it in
Boston
as well. Mm-hmm. Yep. So what they did was be able to help people learn about podcasting from a journalistic perspective. And so being able to be connected here in the city, we heard about it. They heard about us. We heard about them. We partnered. And Joy Gadsden was somebody I actually interviewed in
yes.
that thing.
Yes.
From there, not even knowing that she was going to be working at the Herbal League, she came up to me at an event. Actually, our mortar.
Yeah.
What was it? Our mortar.
It was pitch night.
Pitch night. Yes. And she said, "I'm Joy." I'm like, "And I'm Ace."
And that's the exact same look you gave to me, like, who are you and why are you here?
Yeah. And then, so anyway, she ends up being very instrumental in that movement. But more importantly, she came for the Urban League and left as a part of our team. Because among other things, she's also a certified facilitator for our mortar program at Bounce. Give it up for Bounce Innovation Hub and the mortar program. Check them out, www.bounceinnovationhub.org. So listen. You're also an author.
Yes.
Yes, let's talk about the book.
Sure.
What's that book?
So the book is called Joy for the Journey. It is 90 days of inspiration and motivation. I'm a firm believer that you can find inspiration and motivation in just about anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be spiritual.
Okay.
But you can find inspiration in a number of different things. So what you read, the little snippets that you read, really, if you want to know about me, read the book, because I'm basically telling on myself.
Yeah.
I'm really talking to myself, you guys, just to get to reap the benefits of the conversations that I've had with myself.
So how does the book benefit? Like, why should I read the book? If you're talking about things that you've talked to yourself about, why should I read your book and how could it help me?
It really is. So great. That's actually a really good question. So you should read the book because I need to sell these things. So come on, y'all. Buy my book.
Yeah, she got a girl in college, y'all.
I got a baby in college, so I need to get her through it. But all jokes aside, seriously, it's a way for people who are common, and I don't want to say I'm common, but common, to connect. A lot of times we are so focused on the upper echelon, the creative and the creator, and there's nothing wrong with that. So don't come for me. but there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you just need something tangible to know that, yes, somebody else has gone through the same thing. So there's actually one of my favorite ones. I talked about being fractured but not broken. You know,
right.
I talk about being fractured but not broken, and running your race, your pace, and growing even in the midst of adversity, and growing where you're planted at. So those are some of the things that I talk about in the book. And literally, there's also a place where you can journal what you feel after you have read the snippet for today.
So let's talk about what prompted you to make the book. I know we all have our own specific journeys, mm-hmm. things that we go through. And I do know a lot of people say, man, you could write a book, right? Right. Mm-hmm. So you actually did it.
I did.
What made you write a book?
I did not set out to write a book. What ended up happening was at the end of 2019, I've always written and I've always wanted to encourage people, but I've never really shared it with anyone. So at the end of 2019, I said to myself, for the whole entire year of 2020, I'm going to write and encourage my friends and family. So it really started off with me encouraging my sisters and my mom, and then it turned into sending what I had, you know, text messages to different friends. And from there, it just grew and took on a life of its own. In that space from 2019 to 2020, I actually lost my job. And so it was in that space of losing my job, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And let me tell you, I didn't lose my job because I was a poor employee. I lost my job because of COVID, right? So with that, I needed something to do, and I needed to find a way to release or just put out there everything that I had been working on. And so my sister, Lisa, shout out to Lisa. My sister actually came to me. She said, I'm so tired of hearing you talk about this doggone book. We gonna write a book. And she started Not Really Random Publishing for me. So we actually, I'm actually a part owner of Not Really Random Publishing, which is a black woman owned publishing house. So we do everything from start to finish, including artist development as well, which is the part that I take care of. So she takes care of the marketing, the publishing, everything that a Random House or Schuster would do. We do the exact same thing, but with a more personal touch.
So why is it important to be able to, you know, focus on your passions, but then you see the opportunity to actually make money from your passion, right? Mm-hmm. So why is that important to be able to focus on your passion, but more importantly, recognize an opportunity in that?
So the first part of the question, I'm going to answer this way. It's important to focus on your passions because your passions will drive you. Your passions will end up giving you a purpose, and your passions will take you places that maybe your day-to-day grind won't necessarily take you. I enjoy speaking. I enjoy seeing people get the aha, catching those nuggets and getting that aha feeling. You asked me the second part of the question. Ask me the second part of the question again.
Yeah, so why is it important to take your passions and try to recognize an opportunity in it to get paid?
Yeah, so to taking that passion and parlaying it into get paid is it doesn't feel like a job, right? It doesn't feel like, oh, it's a day-to-day, it's a grind. It is, I am helping you fulfill your purpose and your passion while I'm doing the same thing for me. So it is a ebb and a flow. It's a give and a take. I'm pouring into you just as much as you're pouring into me.
Got it. Let's talk about your actual process of writing. So does writing energize you or does it exhaust you?
It energizes me, actually, because I have a lot of things that go on in Joyland, as I like to call it. And so it's an opportunity for me to get those things out, get those words out. And a lot of the things that I've written, I don't necessarily share. I just do it for me, because it helps me focus and it helps me, it gives me balance. Writing actually gives me a lot of balance, and that being able to tap into that creative piece brings peace and balance to me.
So again, we're talking about the book is mm-hmm. Joy for the Journey.
Yes.
Joy for the Journey. I actually have a journal portion
attached to it.
Attached
yes.
to it.
Yes.
So listen, so let's talk about this. What are some while you was writing the book, and this is for my aspiring writers, mm-hmm. right? What is your writing kryptonite?
Ooh. I think for me, getting in a space of letting everything just be.
Okay.
Right? So usually my writing kryptonite, or how I write, is I try to be as quiet and still as I can.
Well, you know what kryptonite is? Stuff that kills it.
That kills it. So what kills it, mm-hmm. let me go back. So what kills it is too much noise.
Okay. Okay.
I have to be quiet.
You
I
gotta
have
be
to
what?
Be quiet. Quiet.
Shh, quiet.
Shh. No more talking. But I have to be quiet. If there's a lot of noise going on around me, I can't hear. I can't hear what I need to. I can't hear the words. And so it's not just me writing the words. It's me listening for the words. So that's how I write. I'm listening for the words.
All right. So do you think someone could be a writer if they don't feel emotions?
Yes.
Yeah. How so? Explain.
I do. Everybody feels emotions. We just feel them differently. And we feel them in different ways. So you just have to figure out how to tap into that piece of your emotion, right? The piece that drives you to give you what you want to write about. So you absolutely can if you don't have the big emotions.
Sure.
But we all have emotions.
What would you say is a, let's talk about money. The most money, let's say the smartest money you ever spent as a writer. For your craft?
The smartest money that I ever spent, to be honest, was getting my stuff copywritten.
Okay, talk about it.
You know, a lot of times I've had people come up to me and say, oh, I want to write and here's my stuff, but I don't want to go through the process. I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to get it copywritten. Copyright your intellectual property. That is so important, because if you don't copyright your intellectual property, that means somebody else can come along and take your words and turn and say that they're theirs, right? And so what leg do you have to stand on if you have not copywritten? So do your due diligence, copyright your emotional intelligence. Wow, that's a whole different conversation. But copyright your intellectual property. Make sure that you find people who will support you, and that's huge too. Finding people who will support you in your writing process and in your writing journey. And then finally understand it's a marathon and not a sprint at all.
Right. Let's talk about back in the day, you know, we used to buy albums, DVDs, CDs, but now more and more people are now turning to books as a form of entertainment, have a little book collection. Now, to be honest, it's nowhere near as much as many books as my record collection, but mm-hmm. I do have a book collection. And I remember someone asked me, what is the current book you're reading? Let's talk about the trend of people starting to get books. How do you think that benefits as an author, like having more friends that are readers now, and then you have the audiobook, does that benefit?
It benefits it because it gives people an out, and it gives people an opportunity to expand their imaginations, right?
Right.
It gives people an opportunity to expand and go places that they may not have been able to go previously. It could be reading a book on travel. I'm going to Japan. It could be reading a book on inspiration, self-help, leadership, whatever it is, whatever's going to pour into you, whatever's going to grow and develop you. That's what you should read.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Joy Gadsden, author, business coach, serial entrepreneur here at Akron Community Voice. We do this every week. We air episodes on Sunday mornings. You can check us out at anywhere you get your podcast, iTunes specifically, Spotify, of course. Share with your friends. This podcast is the same show that was at WAKR for 7 years until the pandemic, that we were able to continue it as a podcast. We're hoping that people would know that you can find us on iTunes, right? Online. We're still here. And we're doing this at 140 East Market. If you are interested in getting on and having your voice heard, feel free. Get at Cat McDaniel or get at yours truly. Or you can even, if you see Joy Gadsden around, talk to her. She'll get you in. She's part of the fam as well. Listen, you got a speaking engagement coming up. Tell us about it.
Yes. So I actually have a speaking engagement coming up in October. I'll be speaking at the Power of Her workshop development, professional development event that's going to take place in Worcester, Ohio. And if you want to get tickets, I encourage you to come out. You'll hear myself, you hear some other people, but more importantly, you get to hear me. Check me out. You can get the tickets at thepowerofher.us, or you can just go to Eventbrite and look up thepowerofher.us on Eventbrite as well. And the tickets are $40. That's minimal.
Minimal.
You can spend that at Starbucks by yourself and then some.
Now, what is this thing about the whole event?
It's about empowering yourself. So, a small business owners, you're going to have business lessons you're going to hear from different business coaches. So it's going to be an opportunity for you to grow, get some gems, get some nuggets, and then I'm going to follow up with the inspiration, motivational portion of the day.
Listen, you can check her out then. October the what?
October the 4th.
What day is that?
That's actually a Tuesday.
Okay. October the 4th. Again, we want to thank you for listening, and we also want to thank you, Joy Gadsden, for coming out, sharing. And she has a podcast that she's going to be kicking off this fall. Again, you guys know about it. What's the name of your podcast?
Joy for the Journey.
Yes, it goes with her book. She's going to be doing more of that. We want to be able to connect you with her. You can check her out at www.bupodcasting.com as well. Listen, this was beautiful. I give you a soul clap. Anything last thing?
No, just where they can check me out if they want to.
Go ahead.
So if you want to purchase the book, you can do so at www.joy4, that's the word F-O-R, journey.com. You can check me out on Instagram, that's joy_4_journey. Same thing on Facebook as well, Joy for the Journey.
Joy for the Journey. Again, I want to thank you guys for taking the time out to listen. On behalf of Cat McDaniel, my name is Aceps. Thank you and enjoy your day.
Check out the BU Podcasting community at BUPodcasting.com.